This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top NATO and Russian officials are meeting again to try to bridge deep differences over the future of Russian and Ukraine amid deep skepticism that Russian President Vladimir Putin's security proposals for easing tensions are genuine. The meeting comes in a week of high-stakes diplomacy and a U.S.-led effort to prevent preparations for what some fear could be a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Moscow denies that it's planning any attack, but has 100,000 troops on Ukraine's border. Now, the meeting Wednesday will be the first of the NATO-Russia Council in over 2 years. Meetings paused when Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014, but the talks already appear destined to fail. Estonia's defense minister says Putin's security plan contains completely unacceptable proposals. The president of Kazakhstan has announced that a Russia-led security alliance will start pulling out in troops from the Central Asian country in 2 days after completing its mission. The mostly Russian troops were deployed to Kazakhstan last week by the Collective Security Treaty Organization. That's an alliance of six former Soviet states at the president's request amid unprecedented public unrest. Protests over soaring fuel prices erupted in Kazakhstan on January 2nd. It also quickly turned across the country violent. The president has blamed the unrest on foreign-backed terrorists. He said Tuesday that the CSTO will start withdrawing its troops in 2 days, and the process will take no longer than 10 days. Again, the president of Kazakhstan announcing that a Russia-led security alliance will start pulling out its troops from the Central Asian country in 2 days. This is VOA News. Victims of torture in Syria and human rights activists say they hope the upcoming verdict in a landmark trial will be a first step toward justice for countless Syrians who suffer abuse in the country's longest-running conflict. A court in Germany is scheduled to deliver its ruling Thursday in the trial of a former Syrian secret police officer, Anwar Raslan. He's accused of crimes against humanity for overseeing the abuse of detainees at a jail near Damascus a decade ago. He could face life in prison if he's convicted. His lawyers last week asked the court to acquit their client, and they claimed that he never personally tortured anybody and that he defected in the late 2012. India's top court says it will take up a petition seeking prosecution of several saffron-robed Hindu religious leaders for allegedly making highly provocative speeches against Muslims at a closed-door meeting last month. The three Supreme Court justices issued a notice to the state government that they will investigate the case next week. According to a police complaint, the religious leaders called on Hindus to arm themselves for a genocide against Muslims. Police said that they were questioning suspects, but no arrests have been made. The state is ruled by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Nationalist Party, whose rise to power has led to a spike in attacks against Muslims and other minority Muslims, comprised nearly 14% of India's 1.4 billion people. The United States has announced $308 million in additional humanitarian assistance for Afghanistan. The new aid comes as Afghanistan edges toward a humanitarian crisis since the Taliban takeover nearly 5 months ago. The U.S. Justice Department is establishing a specialized unit focusing on domestic terrorism. And that's according to the department's top national security official, who told lawmakers Tuesday that the country faces an elevated threat from violent extremists in the United States. Assistant Attorney General Matthew Olson is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee just days after the nation observed the one-year anniversary of the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. He says a number of FBI investigations into suspected domestic violent extremists has more than doubled since the spring of 2012. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.